Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
About the Green Bay Packers schedule revealed on Good Morning America.
Oh, Benny Bruss, did he get it right?
Edition.
He did. Spoiler alert, he did.
The breaking news that was on Good Morning America was Packers Eagles on Monday Night Football. Not the Packers going to Ireland, because they're not, as reported by Good Morning Football. Not Good Morning America edition. Jaden Reed needs to be reassured that he's the number one wide receiver?
He ain't.
I thought we didn't have number one wide receivers. I thought that made Matt LaFleur want to vomit. Edition. And as Tausch already said, Ben, I respect your efforts. And we're only...
I do, actually.
I like that
he put himself out there.
And I spoke to him when he, air quotes, broke this news. And I think he probably talked to a decent source. But we're only as good as our sources. And I think we have to allow for the possibility that the National Football League and the Pittsburgh Steelers said, whoa, wait a minute, if we're going to have Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback... we're not going to play that game in Ireland. Sorry.
Ireland.
Edition. That's my Mike McCarthy.
Ireland.
I'm Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. 100.5 ESPN Madison. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com. The ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, although I don't know where it's being streamed at the moment because it's not on
looks
Twitter.
Looks like it's up. Jesse looks frustrated back there.
Flustered.
Yeah.
Somebody's rattled.
So here's the tough. The ESPN Madison YouTube feed is having a tough time getting going.
Somebody's
this morning.
Rattled.
The car is not starting. And now all the YouTube fans are going to be getting after me for not getting it started when I don't know what else to do here.
Well, in fairness, you did get in here 5 minutes before the show started.
I was here before
this
morning.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
No, I got here at 8:38. You were nowhere to be found.
I was here before 8:38.
Okay.
I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and so is... the Packers Hall of Famer.
Jesse, wake up, man. Turn on YouTube. Come on, Juicy. I think he's calling you Juicy. Jerry Odd, not happy that you're not starting. That's fun.
And they can't even, if they're only watching us there, they can't even know that we're having a tough time with
it
because they're not consuming us.
Come on, Juicy.
Come on, Juicy.
So,
Juicy, come on.
Jason, I have a conspiracy theory.
That's Mark
Tauscher. I got a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Packers Pittsburgh opening Monday night, right? Is that what we're gonna guess? If you're guessing right now, I saw
already got a Monday night game.
on. Well, they can have two Monday night games. Or do you think they'd sexy it up and put that on Sunday night? Is the Sunday night football game?
Both playoff teams.
Ooh. Don't you kind of – and I am convinced, and this is the conspiracy part of this, I'm convinced Aaron Rodgers last year thought he got – him and the New York Jets got a short shrift in the fact that they had – their schedule was really tough to start.
Yeah, they got hosed is what he thought.
With New York. And I don't think he wants to confirm – that he's playing until after the schedule drops. So the NFL has to guess that he's going to be playing. He can't go wrong putting Pittsburgh, Green Bay to start on a Sunday.
Well, especially when you've got Eagles, Cowboys, which is going to be a ratings monster, because you know how people love the Cowboys, on even if they're cheering against them. So that's the Thursday night opener. If I'm NBC, I would love Aaron Rodgers versus his former team on opening weekend.
Got to do it early.
Yeah, because you don't know how the season's going to play out based on what you learned from the Jets.
And you need to get that game in the books. Yes. That has to be the Sunday or Monday night game that first week. And you'll keep, and this was a little stat that I read on Channel 3000.
Hey.
Your article. Matt LaFleur has not had an opening game at Lambeau in his career as the head football coach at a G&G?
Correct. Last time it happened, 2018, if you remember that game, Aaron Rodgers suffered a tibial plateau fracture in his knee in the second quarter, went to the locker room. We thought his season was over, and instead he came out and rallied them from a 20-0 deficit.
He's all hopped up on something.
Ayahuasca.
Something.
Yeah. So that's... You would also, and correct me if I'm wrong, and certainly you have your own sources, but you had floated this idea of Packers Steelers in the opening weekend, which would be in Pittsburgh, which would mean no home opener once again on opening weekend in Green Bay for the seventh consecutive year. Is that, do you feel like, I don't want to put you in a Ben Brust type of spot here, but do you feel like there's a groundswell of that being a possibility?
If anything has been announced. No, I'm just looking at it from the league wants to maximize its matchups. And I think Green Bay and Philly later in the season, Monday night, both teams are expected to be really good, should be contending for an NFC championship. Mm-hmm. That makes a ton of sense. Now, what Detroit's going to end up doing, where if you're going to end up putting a Green Bay-Detroit Thanksgiving Day game, all of those things should be fun to kind of watch and shake itself out. But with this, you dream from an NFL executive standpoint of being able to have this storyline, and you don't want to waste that. Because if things go south and Pittsburgh stinks, or if someone gets hurt, Pittsburgh-Green Bay is sexy regardless, but Pittsburgh-Green Bay on the return, the return of Aaron Rodgers against the Packers, that's as good as it gets storyline-wise. You don't want to blow that. So it'll be in September. I would think the Sunday night or Monday night makes a ton of sense to really get everybody's juices flowing. And I'll be shocked if that game is not... If that game gets announced as being a November or December game, I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play. That's what I'll be thinking if that's how it shakes itself out.
Nice Lobo shirt, by the way, from Coach Eck. I'm envious. Nice. Good for you. Did you see him or did you send that in the mail?
Are we on YouTube now?
We're up and running.
Atta baby, yep. Jelly.
Hi to everybody.
Or Juicy or whoever they're calling you.
Juicy.
Well, that was what the YouTubers. I got to see the little script, which is nice.
All right, so... Where do you want to begin?
So there's a bunch of stuff. Obviously, yeah. The Jaden Reed stuff is eye-opening. I think the whole receiving core, and this is why that cute little story that remember when everybody was a rookie was so fun. And I said, oh, wait a second. Just watch how this unfolds. People emerge. There's going to be it is a drama that is going to continue to unfold, and only – with these two young guys being put in that room, your coaches are going to be tested in big ways. We'll get to that, but I have to go. You know, obviously the NFL schedule is important. You just made that announcement watching Good Morning America. Great show prep.
You're welcome.
This is all driving around last night in my Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick. The Mavericks win with a 1.8% chance. And I believe the Mavericks are going to offer up Cooper Flagg for Giannis. I do. Saw it on Get Up this morning on my... How about this? So it's called Screenager. Have you heard of this, Jesse? A cable's out at the house.
No.
Eleanor. So now I'm watching Get Up on my phone like a psychopath this morning.
You were baby watching phone? On the baby phone?
Baby phone. I don't have any cable. We don't have cable at the house now. I don't know what the hell's going on. Whatever. Eleanor starts calling me a screenager. Have you heard that term?
I have not. That's
it's
a, new
a
one
really
to me.
Good term, actually. She's witty. So I'm screenaging it and greening.
Wait, did she come up with that, or is that
I
out
have
there
no idea.
Now? Like
Jason,
that's cap.
I don't
and
know.
And nonchalant.
Is nonchalant a young?
That's
person's
a new thing
term?
The kids are saying. Yeah, nonchalant. They've rediscovered that word.
That's a great word.
It's a fun word.
Greeny put it out there. Who says no? And I think if this happens, again, I am of the point where the Milwaukee Bucks, under no circumstances, should openly shop Giannis. This has to come from Giannis. But if Giannis says, I think it's best for us to move forward, you couldn't ask for a better scenario. Get a first and Cooper Flagg. Do the Mavericks do that? They'd be crazy not to. And I think from a Bucks standpoint, it would, if you're going to move Giannis, this is the best scenario under the situation you're in that you could get. So if Giannis does this, I'm on board with trading him to the Mavericks. What say you?
Well, what didn't you say yesterday? And again, I have not been following this as closely as you because I'm not an NBA insider. Don't the Spurs have two first-round picks?
Yeah, but they don't have the first.
I understand, but the better scenario would have been
big,
the
big drop off between one and the rest of the picks.
If the Spurs had the first overall pick, Giannis would be going to San Antonio.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right,
that didn't happen.
The better scenario would be for them to have gotten it, and you get both their first round number one overall and their other one,
and probably even more. Here, right. I think because Cooper Flagg is viewed as this generational player. Dallas has to look at it. Anthony Davis is older. They have to look at this as a win now. Giannis would love it because there's no tax. Again, I haven't heard if Governor Evers has offered the tax exemption to Giannis yet. I would hope that that's something in his annual budget that he's going to be looking at doing. Good morning, America. Mm-hmm. Tell me if it happens, Jason.
I'll keep you posted, yeah.
This would make, from a Bucks standpoint, post Giannis, which we don't want to have happen. I am not shopping. I am not, if I'm John Horst, I'm not calling Nico and saying, yo, I want Cooper, it'll give you Giannis. I'm not doing that. But if they call and Giannis says it's time, this is the best scenario you could possibly find.
So you're not shopping Giannis.
I am not.
Jaden Reed unhappy with his role. We have Packers games. We're a Packers-centric show. And you have commandeered the start of the show to say that Cooper Flagg to the Bucks is a best-case scenario if Giannis is open to leave.
Tell me a better scenario, going and trading him to the
Giannis
Rockets.
Giannis staying with the Bucks.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Cooper, everyone, that's great. Cooper Flagg. Very, very good in his 1 year as a college player. More than held his own while he was playing with the Olympic team, right? When he was at the tryouts, he didn't obviously make the team, but he was as a high school senior. Wasn't that the case with him?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're the NBA insider. He's a generational talent.
I'm telling you right now, NBA executives are swooning about what this cat can do. The Mavericks are basically, it's now the draft lottery is rigged. The Mavericks were given, hey, you trade your star to the Lakers, get that big market, another star, and wink, wink, we'll take care of you. Don't think that happened, but I'm just telling you what Twitter says and what people are thinking. It's like the Patrick Ewing to New York way back in the day. So now you're looking at it, and if I'm Dallas, if you can pull Giannis out of Milwaukee, and this would be something that should entice the Milwaukee Bucks if this is the road that they're going to go down. That's all.
So are you hoping is stronger than the word I want? I don't know what word I want. Something more than open and less than hoping that this would be the scenario that plays out? Because when I said I would rather have Giannis than Cooper Flagg, who is an unproven commodity
completely
and a 19-year-old dude,
Let me ask you this before I answer your question, I'm going to will do this.
Yeah, I love it when you do that.
Do you believe that Giannis, in the scenario we're in, up against the cap, apron, no draft picks, can this team win a championship under these circumstances?
No, not while Dame is out and they're carrying $54 million of him not to have him play because of the injury.
Okay.
Sure looks like the Boston Celtics are going to have a big problem. Oh, and look at that. Nick in Boston thinking the same thing. With Tatum's injury potentially keeping him out next season, the East is wide open. They got to do anything to keep him. Yeah.
To keep Giannis.
To keep Giannis. That's what Nick's with saying, Nick in Boston. Like, is Cooper Flagg going to enter the league and then lead them to an NBA title in his
no,
first year?
No, he's not. But you're going to, at this point, you either are looking at it, can we get the Giannis train back on the tracks to at least chasing a championship? Because right now we're not chasing a championship. We're not even getting out of the first round. We haven't.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Do you want the hope and the because as Giannis gets older, the value of Giannis is not going to be higher. He'll always be a star.
Well, you sure sound like you're arguing in favor of moving him.
I think we have to look long and hard at where we're at.
Who are you, Goody?
I want to see what this can look like. Yeah. Giannis, Shams report wasn't really a report. We all agreed on that. I said after the Bucks got beat that this is going to be the first offseason that I'm very nervous that Giannis is going to want out.
You did say that.
You don't want to get caught with your pants down. Okay?
Well, no, that's never appropriate.
So pull your pants up, put a belt on, and start. Let's look at this thing long term. Is Giannis, with no draft picks and a bunch of old dir, I don't want to say washed because I'm not going to do that, but you're going to have to reboot. If you can do that around Giannis, I'm on board. I'm nervous that Giannis is going to say, and all of a sudden now you miss out on the opportunity to reset your franchise. Do you want to reset or do you want to chase? They're both options. It's like Vegas, baby. You can either say, I'm going to take my losses, I'm going to move on, or I'm going to chase. And you know what? Sometimes you chase, and you end up getting a big old bag of chips. You go to the cashier, and you're happier than a clam. But most of the time, you know what happens? You walk out of there, you're begging someone to give you a ride, and you don't have any cash, you don't have any money. You end up, and I saw this was sad, but there was somebody in the bathroom weeping beyond belief because they just lost their. That's what you don't want to have happen. And then do you...
Wait, you saw somebody in the bathroom?
Well,
what?
We were going to the bathroom, and somebody is in the stall weeping, like, violently because they had just gotten their brakes beat in. It ain't where you want to be at 2:30 in the morning at a casino in Las Vegas. So it's cute to chase, but it ain't cute to be crying in a stall.
I appreciate you not putting my business out there like that.
It's cute to chase when you win, but when you chase and you lose and you have no draft picks, you got nothing, and you're weeping openly at 3 in the morning, and you can't even get a buffet because you ain't got no cash, you can't get home because you got no money for Uber, you're kind of screwed.
I think your credit card is attached
you don't
to your
Uber. Your credit card's maxed out because you just lost at playing a blackjack game to 22.
I like to think more like... if Giannis stays next year, it's like betting the Hawaii football game on a college football Saturday at an 11 o'clock p.m. tip or kickoff. You ever hear of people that do that? They're in the casino in the sports book all day Saturday betting all the college football games, and then they're like even, maybe down a little. All right, putting it all on Hawaii at 11
but
o'clock
we're not
against.
Even. We're not even. We're
whoever
down.
They're San Jose State, let's go.
We're down, and we've mortgaged the future. So we either better hit a blackjack or we're going to be in big trouble.
But Tatum, I'm with Nick in Boston, though. Tatum going down last night opens this thing up
even
more.
We can't beat Indiana. We can't beat Miami. Like, what are we talking about?
All right. We have Evan Cohen coming up. You can have this discussion with him. I know he will enjoy this. This was not the intended route, but we're good right where we are. Cooper flag for
Bucks
Giannis.
We'd also have to get another pick. Giannis is too valuable. We can't just be Coop.
And they're not going to win an NBA title with Giannis, so you're saying start the rebuild now. You start with Cooper flag.
Don't lose a bunch of games. Don't put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is you better entertain this because there is not going to be a scenario where you're in this position again. Dallas wants Giannis.
They wanted him in January.
They wanted to trade Doncic for him. Everybody wants Giannis. Nobody has a package that's going to make anything entertaining. You know what, Milwaukee, if Giannis ends up deciding to leave and you get a bunch of picks from New Orleans and Zion, is that going to sell? Is that going to bring hope to Milwaukee? No. You know what would? Cooper in a pick and all of a sudden get young and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it would. This opportunity, he is unproven, no question.
Boy.
But from a NBA, an NBA, the draft, folks, they're pretty good about projecting. Their projecting is better than the NFL.
Okay. So I want you to answer this question when we come back. Think about it over the break after you tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, if I say to you, you can have Giannis for another 5 years, or you
another
can trade
two
him.
Years is what you got.
Well,
and
I
then
know,
you get
maybe.
Nothing if he leaves. FYI, not five, two.
That doesn't mean he wouldn't re-up if they started turning the corner back to being a contender and a NBA Finals.
But it
team
also
again.
Means you could be crying in a stall.
I
in
don't
Vegas.
Know enough about free agency in the NBA if it behooves
well, I'll tell
him
you about
to
it.
Sign.
What do you need?
Well, there's a lot of times where it's sign and trade, so they get even more money. Is that not the case anymore?
Yeah,
NBA
but you don't,
insider?
Get, you don't get value back in the trade, you're
right? But if you get
stuff.
Nothing, if he can get more money, anyway, consider this, and then tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and answer later. If your choice is Giannis for the next X number of years. Or Cooper Flag and other assets being traded by Dallas. Which one do you want?
That sounds like a sexy poll.
Yeah, well, Tausch will answer that on the other side after he tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there is no better time to think about your future. There's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. If I know we're getting six more good years from Giannis, no. And he wants to be here? No. You want to get great windows and free financing? Now's the time to do it. Set your free in-home consultation today. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends May 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We got Evan Cohen coming up, but Tausch will answer which one he wants, Cooper Flag and more assets, or he wants Giannis still on the Bucks. We'll see what our NBA insider says next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The poll is in the field, courtesy of one Jesse J. Nelson.
The 2 days in a row with a poll here.
Yeah,
that's
good
pretty
work.
Good
we
for
haven't
us.
Done a poll in a hot minute.
I was going to ask you yesterday, do we want to bring more polls back?
I don't know.
We got to wait
Jason's
from
Jason's down on him.
Here.
He's not. He's down on Elon. He's down on the whole thing. So, well, I think Giannis-adjacent polls, yes.
We're only going to post polls on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed that are about Giannis.
It's kind of where we're at right now. We haven't done a Packer poll in a hot minute.
Which of these packages would you rather have if you're the Milwaukee Bucks? Giannis for 2+ more years or Cooper Flagg plus other assets? Tausch, how are you voting?
It all depends on what the two plus
sounds
years.
Sounds like
are.
A hedge.
It's not a hedge.
That's a hedge. It all depends. Is not a hedge.
It depends. Like, if Giannis doesn't want to leave, I want Giannis.
Okay. Okay.
That's totally a hedge.
No, it's not. I am not going to advocate to trade Giannis out of town, unbeknownst to Giannis. But all I'm saying is,
I think they would tell him.
Well, all I'm saying is, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you have an opportunity now to transform your franchise in a different direction where, if we're being honest, things are looking bleak. They are. Your second best player is out for the season next year. Giannis has, for the first time,
in
voiced
forever.
Some, at least backhanded, displeasure about where they're at. I don't know how you reshape the roster in a way that you can beat Indiana, New York, Boston. Like, I don't know. So, yes, Giannis is always going to be a star. He is a dog. But if we're being honest, he plays incredibly hard. Is he going to hold up to be like LeBron at 40-41? I don't know about that.
You're saying LeBron doesn't play hard?
I think LeBron picks his moments, yeah. I think that's pretty well known. Giannis is never going to be a moment picker. That ain't where Giannis lives, and that has hurt him in certain phases. So this is an opportunity that I believe you could get a transformational player. You can't do that because you ain't got any picks. So what you can't have happen is stink and not have any of your picks. Because then you got no hope. No hope, no revenue, no business, no squad. So if you want to double down, I am fine. If you're going to double down with Giannis, that's a double down on 11. That's a double down on a 10. I ain't interested in doubling down on 12, 13. Like, people have done it. It's crazy. But if you let this play out and Giannis leaves, got no picks, got no hope. That ain't no good. Coop.
Well,
Coop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You sound like a guy who would rather have Cooper Flagg. I'm just telling you how you sound.
Capture the flag, am I right?
I am telling you. Don't tell me what I'm saying. I have been blunt.
I'm not telling you what you're saying. I'm telling you how you sound.
I am telling you.
Jesse, am I right or wrong about how he sounds?
Sounds like we got a flag on the play in the Everlight Solar Studio.
All I'm telling you is, there is a little smoke here with Yanni.
Stop calling him Yanni.
You call him what you want. I'll call him what I want.
Well, maybe you should call him what he wants.
That's fair, but I have not talked to him, so I don't know what he wants.
His name is probably a good
call. Him Yanni.
Giannis. That's fair. That's a fair criticism. Giannis, as long as he wants to be a Milwaukee Buck, I am not doing a thing. All I'm saying is, if that is the case, now is the time to move. That's it. Not next year, not after breakfast. The time is now. You have a chance to get a transformational player in Milwaukee again. And if Giannis leaves and you get some spare parts from Houston and a couple picks, I'm sorry, that ain't the same.
Okay. All right.
San Antonio, you think they're going to give up any? They're not going to give up any start. They'll give you some nice players. They ain't giving you somebody that league executives are saying is transformational.
Yeah. Well, we need to get to Evan Cohen, so I look forward to you two having this discussion because I'm sorry. That's how you sound. You sound like I would rather have
you
Cooper
sound like
Flagg.
Somebody that makes no takes on anything. What are you saying?
Don't get mad at me just because I'm accurately depicting what you said.
I ain't mad at you. I have been very blunt. So I have been very blunt. Giannis doesn't want to be traded. He ain't getting traded. Period. Thin. That's what I've said. But if it is, now is the time.
Do you want him to ask to be traded?
I will say this.
Would you like him to ask, hey, Tausch, trade me?
I have said this.
Do you want that to happen?
If I may. If I may.
You're totally busted.
No, I'm not busted.
Uh-huh.
I've said this all offseason since the Bucks got eliminated.
Uh-huh.
if he is going to do it, now is a good time to do it.
You would like him to do it now? Just admit it.
If he's going to do it, I want him to do it now, yes. Before
the
draft.
On the next edition of Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits
consultant.
Flag
him down.
How Mark Tauscher wanted Giannis to ask out of Milwaukee. No, actually, it's Dame time on season 4 of Behind the Bucks, the podcast that is presented by Gallagher. Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a 2-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. Probably could add a little more now about what he's going through as he battles back from an Achilles injury. The series, narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks, his experiences with the team. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Again, Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. We'll see if Tausch will just admit that he wants Giannis to ask out of Milwaukee. So stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution.
You know what that music means? From Unsportsmanlike, where they have certainly been discussing Giannis, but I don't even know if Evan Cohen would come out like Tausch just did and basically say, I'd rather have Cooper Flagg
did
and more
I?
Assets
did I
than
say
have
that?
Giannis stay. I want Giannis
roll
to ask
Roll the tape.
Out.
Roll the tape. It's not what I said.
Mm-hmm. Hedgy. It is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, Mar, Jesse, how are you guys?
I'm doing well, Evan. I'm doing well. Evan,
never better.
Hey, am I crazy to think that if Giannis, if this is the time, you're never, where the Bucks are at, there's never going to be a better time to trade him to get, if the Mavericks are up for it because of the no picks that they have left, is now not the perfect time to do it if, in fact, Giannis wants to be moved?
Yes. I would agree with you on that, and I'll give you a couple of layers as to why, in theory, now would be a perfect time in this hypothetical. And I want to stress the hypothetical for two reasons, Tausch. Number one, Shams was very clear in his reporting, and you know we've talked about Shams for a while. We've had dinners talking about Shams.
We have,
as a matter of fact,
that is fair.
For a while, and
at the tornado room.
Very clear in the reporting.
Yes, yes.
That is literally yes. That is exactly where that. And which, by the way, LePay texted me last night just to rub it in. So Matt LePay last night, I don't know if I should reveal his personal plans in his life.
Probably not.
I don't know if he went to Tornado.
Ahead.
He texted me a picture of Tornado just with a beautiful sky. You could tell the temperature was probably perfect. Springtime, Madison, Milwaukee. I mean, it's just
was he at
better.
Just wait
there's
a second. Was he at the Tornado last night? Matt.
He texted me a picture of Tornado.
Oh,
I don't know if he was at it.
I am not happy. If he can't go to Tornado without throwing us a fake invite. Can he?
Well, I don't know if he was there or if he was just rubbing it in that he lives right there and I don't. I don't know the answer to that.
It was
so
a beautiful night.
It was a great
night.
Yeah. Sunset, yes, beautiful.
So Shams did not report an ask out. That's number one. Number two. I still think he's going to be back with the Bucks next year. That's just my personal opinion. Now, to answer your question, the reason that right now is a very interesting time is because if you look at the draft lottery, there are, I would say, four teams in the top 10 that think within the next 2 years they could win a championship. When does that ever happen, right? Dallas definitely thinks that way. We know that. San Antonio, in the scenario in which they get Giannis, should think that way. Philadelphia is ignorant. They think that way. And Houston at 10 obviously should think that way. They were a 2 seed this year. So you have an interesting time where Dame is unfortunately done for the season or a lot of it next year on a now bad contract, unfortunately. Giannis is thinking about it for the first time in his life. And you have playoff, at least, caliber teams that are in the lottery. So, yeah, if there is an ask-out time, I find it hard to believe that now is not the best, in theory, ask-out time you could have.
Yeah, and my point was, I guess the question is, and Greeny posed this question to his panel this morning, who says no here? If Giannis goes to John Horst and said, hey, been a heck of a run, but it's time, who says no? Do the Mavericks? Mavericks make that move 100 out of 100 times, don't they?
Right. So if I'm the math on this, here's the problem. Do you believe Cooper Flagg, with no other assets, really, I mean, like, well, limited other assets, is enough for Giannis? And what I mean by that is, in that scenario, Jesse would have to pull up the trade machine. I don't have it in
He's
front
not,
of me.
He won't do that.
Do
He's rolling his eyes like,
okay,
I can't believe. There's no way he would do that. You do it as you're weaving in and out of.
Run the trade machine
as you're
for
weaving
you.
In and out of traffic, Evan can handle it.
Okay, so here's if I had to guess. P.J. Washington is Giannis is in the 50s. P.J. Washington is 20. Klay is 17. That's 37. Caleb Martin is 8. That's 45. Max Christie is 7. That's 52. So that should probably get you right there with Cooper Fly. So that's your deal. And I'm sure you're going to try to get Lively. I guess you can ask for Lively. So maybe take, take Caleb out and get Lively in. So you get Klay Thompson, who you would then subsequently move, I would assume.
Yep.
You would then get P.J. Washington, you can keep in that spot. You'd get Cooper Flagg. You'd get Derek Lively. That's a big win. Obviously, he's a starting center for the next 5-10 years in Milwaukee, in theory. And then you'd get Max Christie, who's pretty good. So, and you'd get a couple of picks. But really, Tausch, the argument is, are you willing to say, in essence, a one-for-one is good enough? And the reason I say that is I think San Antonio can offer you more at 2 than Dallas can offer you at 1 with Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, but you need the star.
Yeah, you need a star.
Yeah,
you do. And that's the difference, yep. Right? You just said that something very interesting. So let's just pretend, for argument's sake, the Suns called and said, we're going to trade you Devin Booker for Giannis.
No.
On the surface,
out.
On the surface, from a basketball perspective, you could sit back and say, whoa, that's a really good player. That's a great starting point. The difference is Cooper Flagg keeps season ticket holders that existed for Giannis
hope. And
for the future.
Hope.
Yeah.
Hope.
Yeah. Cooper Flagg, it's basically you're trading out, forget the basketball now. Let's say of every 10 Bucks fans, 6 of them bought for Giannis. Those 6 are going to continue to buy for Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm. Hope. You're selling hope. And if you don't, you don't do this in Giannis after next year says, I'm outski. You're gonna be limited with what you can do. And you don't have any picks, so if you stink, you're not getting any of those. So I'm having a hard time. Jason's right. I'm conflicted on this because if there is going to be a time, and eventually the Giannis deal, it's gonna end. And it's whether or not you're gonna have it end on his terms or on your terms. This seems like it would be the best case for both if you're going to part ways and move forward, because I don't know what you can do with this roster if you keep Giannis. Like, I don't know what you can do.
I'll give you some ideas.
All right, let's hear it.
I've gone through that.
Okay.
Okay.
Trade machine while in traffic.
Yeah, so the ideas that I think you would start with would be cold, but they're ideas. The ideas would be you say to a team, just for example, like Utah, okay? Hey, you want Dame? And obviously, upon arrival, they're going to be like, are you kidding? Why would we want an injured player? Well, what if we gave you our one remaining first-round pick in 2031, 32? What if we gave you Andre Jackson? What if we gave you, like, now you're paying off teams to take Dame.
That's not
and you're getting
you, yeah.
three guys on expiring. Yep. Right, so you're getting yep. three guys on expiring contracts back. John Collins, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson. This is a hypothetical, right? So that's where you're in this predicament of what are you this year? Now let me just play one other thing out. What if you look at the Eastern Conference and say, well, Jason Tatum is likely going to be out for the majority of next year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. The Cavs, while a juggernaut in the regular season, certainly not that in the postseason, the Knicks are really good, the Pacers are really good. Your traditional foes like Miami, obviously not as good right now. Maybe they'll get Kevin Durant, but even that, you're still confident with Giannis. Maybe you just try to sell Giannis on, like, hey, even if we're not that good, neither are our peers in the Eastern Conference, let's wait this out together.
Okay. Yeah, so we agree.
The Western Conference is a lot better than the East.
For
so
sure.
If you're, but now, can I ask you guys one other thing? And this is a cold way of doing it, but I'm curious. If you're the Bucks,
here it comes.
Giannis is not asked out. Giannis is not asked out. There's no indication he's going to ask out.
Uh-huh.
Would you just trade him?
That's what Tausch wants to do, and he doesn't want to say it.
I literally was just going to ask that question. The answer is no. Giannis drives the bus here. Giannis drives the bus. Now, you can start pulling the little ripcord down, saying, oh, we got to make a stop here. Let's have a talk. Let's grab a bite at the tornado. If Giannis wants to be here, I ain't doing anything. Period, thin. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
You're trying to be like creative around Kuzma, Lillard. That's where you go. We have to be more creative than ever before.
And in fairness, I don't love that option. If I'm just being honest, mm-hmm. we've seen this movie and it's not pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that, by the way, the Bucks fans today, the fact that this is a debate, it's a conversation, should take a step back and be thankful for the Giannis Bucks partnership. Because if you think about this group, you know, with Edens and Lazarie initially, and then
Jimmy Haslam,
and now Doc Rivers, Jimmy Haslam now. But I'm just saying, historically, like, you should be so thankful for the easy, gentle partnership that you've had over the course of time, and that they're so together on so many of these things. Because if this was a rocky road, as Tausch has said, it's kind of easy timing-wise to be like, screw it. We don't love this guy anyway. Let's take advantage of all this. And that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. You want a title together, and you should be thankful for that time. The reason I asked the question about would you just do it is very much retroactive to the team that I root for with Marquette grad, you know, Jimmy Butler in Miami, and that the knock on Pat Riley, not that anyone cares in Wisconsin, but you'll hear me out on this, is not that, oh, Pat Riley's lost his way. No, Pat Riley is not cold enough anymore, because the moment that you decide you're not going to extend him, you should trade him without telling him. And that's where the partnership is obviously not nearly as great in Miami as it is in Milwaukee. But there is an argument to say, you know, if Giannis tells us only Dallas, but we'd like the San Antonio offer better, what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah. All right, Evan, moving to the G&G. You think this Pittsburgh Packer, it's got to be the first weekend of the season, right? You think it's got to be that Sunday night, Monday night, one of those two?
That's not what Ben Brust had reported.
I know Benny Journalism reported the other way. He was wrong. I appreciate him going out there. They have to play that game early in the season.
That big report that Ben has was wrong?
Yeah, shockingly, it was off. But
that's great. That is great.
Yeah.
So he came out with this big report about a Packers.
Yeah, he double sourced it.
Telling me that was wrong.
He double sourced it, and he was doubly wrong. Yeah.
I would like to take this opportunity.
Jason, I have a question. Uh-huh. No, Jason, answer this question.
Uh huh.
Rank in order of happiness your marriage, your wedding day, the birth of your two daughters, or Ben being wrong. Where are you ranking in terms of level of happiness?
I am standing up for Ben Brust here. Here's what I want to get answered. Because that was a report that he put out there, what, 2.5, 3 months ago now? Right? It was a long time ago. I want to know, and I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this because I want to defend Ben's honor here. I want to know if the NFL was planning on doing Packers-Steelers in Dublin. And then when Aaron Rodgers became a factor in being the Steelers quarterback, if the league or the Steelers said, no, if we're going to have our quarterback playing against his former team, we want it at whatever they call Heinz Field now. Acrisure Stadium or whatever it is. We don't want them to be our opponent in Ireland. And if that's the case, to be fair to Ben, who I certainly was not happy with when he showed up at training camp wearing his Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey and getting Matt LaFleur to sign it.
I have not been happy with Ben Brust, and no context is needed. I mean, since his birth, you haven't been happy with him.
In fairness to Ben, it's possible he was right at the time and then stopped being right.
That's such a journalist.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You're either right or you're wrong.
Yeah, there's no in between.
That's why some people are reporters. Why some people are reporters and some are not. Ben is not. And Ben made a colossal mistake. Tausch, I know, asked for him to be fired. It doesn't seem like that's happening yet. I support Tausch's decision on that, by the way. I just want to be clear.
And his decision to trade Giannis, whether he wants to be traded or not.
Well, now we're which one is it, though? You're now putting words in Tausch's mouth.
Yeah, he's putting words in there. That's all right. That's what he wants to do. I do it to Jason once in a while, so it's fair game.
So do you want Steelers-Packers on Sunday or Monday Night Football to open the season?
That's very interesting. I have a question for you, though. This is ridiculous, but here we go. Is there any chance he's trying to avoid that game and waiting for the schedule release and then he's going to sign in week two?
No, there is no chance.
Okay.
There is more likely of a chance, and I have floated this idea, that Aaron Rodgers last year felt like the league screwed him over on the schedule with the Jets. And he has told Pittsburgh, hey, I'm going to play. I'm not coming. I'm not going to do it because I don't want the league to do what he felt like was a wrong last year. I don't know if that's accurate. I'm not reporting this. I'm just saying I would bet that
Ben Brust is, though. Ben Brust is reporting.
That is more likely. There is no chance in HE double hockey sticks that he would want to avoid that game. One of the things I think he'd want to come back for is one of those games to play against the G&G.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. I hadn't thought about this at all, I've got to be honest with you. This is very interesting. I also, by the way, and it's not going to happen, I think you should sign with the Saints.
No. They stink.
I'm telling you. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Where does he have a better chance of making the playoffs, in New Orleans or Pittsburgh, if he's the quarterback?
Depends how much you like Pittsburgh's defense. New Orleans is going to stink. They're rebuild city. So, no. I mean, even if he goes there.
I tend to agree. I'm just saying. I am shocked.
I think you're underselling. I think part of the problem is we all look at the NFC South like it stinks. Tampa's pretty good. Tampa's pretty good.
Tampa's been good for 4 years.
That's my point.
Four divisions in a row. It's one of the least talked about storylines in the NFL.
No, I blame the national media on that.
Yeah. When's your next show? So I'm shocked we haven't talked about one thing.
Oh, my God. That was great.
That was very, very rude.
No, I was saying it the other way. I'm saying you're a part of the national media.
I don't think.
When is your next show?
I don't think anyone took it that way, including myself, which is more than fine. New Orleans does not have a better chance of making, even with Aaron Rodgers. They just don't.
That division is not great, as we know. But I am shocked we haven't talked about one thing.
What's that?
That I asked Adam Schefter about today, because it's right up Tausch's alley. Jason, I think you would agree with this. Did the NFL watch last night and think, wait a minute, why are we not doing this? Why are we forfeiting to be the biggest version of something? I'm talking about a draft lottery. The NFL saw the NBA dominate for years with free agency, and the NFL altered it to make it a big-time release thing, the certain date, etc. Tomorrow night, obviously, a huge schedule release night, as we know. Don't you think the NFL would have a whole nother wave of sales, of buzz, of marketing, if they had a draft lottery?
I have an even better idea. I've been holding this for a minute, and it'll never happen, but it's the best idea.
We'll run to the bathroom. We'll wait.
Okay, I am going to
pick your playoff opponent at the other end of the spectrum.
It's not pick your playoff, even though that needs to happen. I will save this because we're out of time. It's going to be a 1-week tease. Put it down, Jesse.
No, don't do it.
Come on. Do it now. I'll do it now.
He says, what are you clock conscious?
I'm doing a one-week
tease. There's no way we're going to remember.
I'm still irritated. You forgot my great idea from a couple of weeks ago. Eight teams.
So all right,
you guys want me?
Again?
You want me to tell you now?
Yeah, give it to us now.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. So, Evan, do you have a couple more minutes, or are you headed? You got other stuff
Hold
going on.
Let me just check something. Oh no, I do now. I just got a text back from somebody I was supposed to talk to. Yeah, I can stay.
All right, so let's take a break, and then Tausch will tell us his brilliant plan.
Yeah, you're big. Big timer.
This is more than I've talked to Tausch in the last month. He doesn't return my text messages anymore.
More with Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
I'm throwing.
Unprecedented move, much like it would be if Tausch traded Giannis, even if he didn't want to be traded.
And that Matt LaPay was indeed at the Tornado without either of us last night. That's also unprecedented.
Sounds like a good decision by him.
I didn't think he was allowed to go out to have steak dinner without one of the three of us, but turns out that's the case. I'll forget.
Evan
it.
Cohen sticks around for a second segment.
Tausch is the three of us. One of the three is not on this call that we went with.
That's fair.
I've never been to the Tornado.
No, Jason, we met up with Matt back in the beginning when Jason came in a limo and took two porterhouse steaks with him for his way home. And that was at 12:30. Yeah. He ordered two porterhouses, ate one, and took one home for his dog.
I don't think that's an accurate depiction of
he had a dog at the porterhouse.
All right. A limo?
He had a limo. Jason, don't even argue. You came in a limo.
It's a black car.
Jason.
It's a black car.
Stretch.
Service.
It was a stretch.
It was not a stretch,
Jason.
Limo.
It was not. We can agree to disagree. All right, here is my idea. Tell me where it's crazy, and I know where it's crazy, but I'll explain. The lottery, there is no doubt the NFL will try and do something like this because it's just good common sense moving forward. You don't want teams tanking. You don't want fans believing that they're throwing games. Nobody wants that. So here's my new thing. Yes, sir.
One quick question on that.
Yeah.
Before you get to your idea, let's say they just said the NBA lottery, that's, you know, we love it, we're going to do it. What's your gut? They do it in March? They have the combine and then do it? Or, like, because they got, or do they have to do it before the combine? They do it in February and push the combine back a few weeks?
I think what they'd want to do is, so there's a little baby break between the Super Bowl and the combine. You let that just fester, let it breathe. Then you have free agency. I think it's you probably try to figure out that sweet spot where things are dying down a little bit before the draft. I would say 2 to 3 weeks pre-draft is when you do it. Late March, early April is when you'd hammer this out if you do the lottery. Have it before the draft. So here's my thought.
We already have so much talk. That would somehow increase the talk. Because then we'd play out Team X getting the number one, Team Y getting the number one. Like that would be wild for the NBA.
Yeah, the league, I'm guessing the GMs and they would not allow that because they want to be able to start planning their, you know, board, but that would add more drama to it. I would love it. I think it'd be great. All right, here's my thought. In a sports world where playoff games, the college football playoff continues to expand, the NFL is going to get to 20 games. Do we all agree? At some point, it's going to be
20?
Hold on. It's going to be 18 the next time around, and it ain't going to stop. I don't know many businesses that are saying, you know what, I'm content with where we're at. They're going to look to keep growing. And preseason is less and less popular. They're going to be more joint scrimmages. So eventually the league is going to get to 20 games, and here's how they're going to do it. They're going to keep a regular 18-game schedule. Okay? It's going to be 18 games. Here is what I want to see happen. Top 8 teams get a first round bye. The next 16 teams play in an opening round just palooza. Game after game, find different networks. You're playing it out to play in the next round where then teams will pick their opponent. And the bottom eight teams are going to be forced. Whoever wins that eight-team tournament gets the first pick. You get the pick selected based off of how that goes. That will get you to 20 games. Some teams only have 19. That is the road forward to getting to a lottery system that is actually played out on the field. 8, 16, and 8. I believe that adds up to 32. There is my Tausch plan to make the draft and make everything a little more juicy at the end of a season. All preseason games are done. It's over. Scrimmages, it's done. This will be your more. This will add a ton more revenue. You pay the players less. The fight is going to be, why are these eight teams going to play? That's the battle line you have to figure out.
And how are you going to figure that out?
Because they're going to get paid. Because if they want to get that paycheck, they got to play. And if you want to get the next paycheck, you better win in that round of eight.
So that's obviously very complicated on a lot of fronts.
Okay.
I will just tell you that the NBA has already thought about a concept, and Pat Riley actually brought this up on Friday during his season-ending press conference, where basically, and I don't think this is exactly what you're saying, but at its core it's similar, where you take, let's just call it the first half of the season, and you have the 10 worst teams or whatever, 12, 14 worst teams, whatever, the non-playoff teams, and they get a certain amount of points based on where they are in the playoffs, or lack of where they are. And then the rest of the season, the bad teams, you gain points for lottery positioning based on how many wins you have. So in other words, it discourages the tanking for the full season. So let's just say Team X loses, you know, they're 11-30 in the first half of the season. And as a result of that, they have the number one pick in the draft because they have the worst record and they get 14 points. Well, in order to get another 14, you got to win 30 games the rest of the way. You got to flip it if you're a non-playoff team. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So what you're saying is, no, yes?
It's also complicated.
That's very complicated. It's more complicated than mine.
Okay. So then let me just give you the overall point. I don't think your situation necessarily would work. And I think we all have the tanking thought a little bit backwards. I would make the argument, especially in the NFL, more good teams tank than bad teams tank. There are more good teams that ultimately don't care about the result of a singular game than bad teams. Think about how meaningless the last week of the season becomes for so many good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we never acknowledge it, that what's the difference between a tank where, like you said, New Orleans Saints. Let's say they start out stinky this year, and at some point they say, all right, Alvin Kamara, you know, the Chiefs called. You're going to go there, right? All right, DeMario Davis, you're the, you know, Packers called, and they want a veteran who's been there and done that in a class act. You're going to go there, right? So now they're going to start to peel off pieces. All right, fine. We always acknowledge that. We never acknowledge the team that is 14-1 going into the final couple of weeks of the season that has already clinched the one seed, that rests everyone. There's no difference. We just talk about the earned right to do it. The point is, all of these leagues want to do their best to eliminate thinking later over now.
Yes.
So, and it's just never going to happen that way.
I agree it's not going to happen, but I'm saying this would be, if you want to talk about maximizing revenue, and if we're being honest, the NFL, that's at the top of the list as far as what their objectives are, this will do that. You'll have all three tiers of teams having to battle things, and the motivation level from a player standpoint when you're the bottom eight, I get, is going to be low. But if you want to earn another paycheck and your salary is prorated off of that, all of a sudden that is okay. That will be the motivation.
Yeah. Let me do it a little bit better.
All right. I'm always open to tweaking ideas, obviously.
Jason, Sunday Night Football, last game of Rodgers' career with the Packers against the Lions, the home loss where they fell to 8-9, didn't make the playoffs. What year was that?
That was 2022.
Who was the first pick? I don't remember this all the time. Who was the first pick of the 2022 draft?
Overall?
Yeah.
Not the Packers' first pick. The number one overall pick was Trayvon Walker by the Jaguars.
Okay. And who was the first quarterback taken that year?
Oh, boy. Kenny Pickett at 20.
Woof.
All right, so maybe a bad year, but let's just play that out for a second. Right, let me play that out for a second. Imagine the Packers have this demoralizing, awful loss to the Lions. Jordan Love era is about to begin. Draft lottery, because they didn't make the playoffs, and they have the number one pick in the draft. And they have Jordan Love.
That sounds like a nice storyline for the NFL to have.
So wait a minute. Wait one second. So the 2022 season finale, so we'd be talking about the 23 draft.
Yes.
Which had Bryce Young as the number one overall pick, C.J. Stroud as the number two pick.
A lot of picks got exchanged, a lot of drama.
Anthony Richardson as the fourth overall pick. Yeah, now I'm much more interested.
Right.
And, Evan, in that case, Jordan Love probably would have played quarterback after the playoffs route, and that adds another layer of intrigue to this whole thing. You get young guys opportunities to play a little bit more. Some teams will look at that as a preseason game, but there's more on the line. There's some drama. There's a little bit of juice to those games.
And then guess what? You know what's funny in that scenario? Then on Wilde and Tausch and all across ESPN Wisconsin that week, it becomes, is it better that we win this game or lose this game? Because if we win this game, we play this team, and they would kick our butt because they match up well with us. But if we lose, we're then in the lottery, and maybe we have a chance at player X. Mm-hmm. Oh, if we have Bryce Young, forget what you think about Bryce Young now, who I think is actually going to be okay, but think about what you thought about him then.
And think about what kind of haul the Bears got for that. Yeah.
Right. So now, we can really, really put a lot of people around Jordan Love. Or, maybe Rodgers is going to reconsider this because they have the number one pick and they can get him this dominant offensive lineman by trade. I'm just saying, there's all different machinations.
There is storylines. On storylines, which is what the NFL loves. Evan, before we go, right. I have been getting...
Also, I'm sorry, I believe there's a perfect time to do this.
Okay, before Archie Manning.
The moment that Archie...
Yes.
Yeah, before Archie Manning declared.
Yep.
Because then, at your first lottery, Peyton's there, Eli's there, Archie's there, Cooper's there. Now we have... star power.
Well, just think of this. Think of this. You have that 18 playoff, the championship of that. All of Archie and everybody are there to see whoever wins.
Yeah, instead of on that. Stop. It's too complicated.
It's just not. It's not too complicated. It's beautiful. Speaking of complicated, since I get a lot of views on religion from you, I've had people text me they want to get your view on the Pope and how that all played out. They wanted you to give a take on the Pope. I didn't want this. Yeah, somebody texted me and asked, can you please
get... You said a lot of people. Yes. Is that one person?
Two people. They want your view. Because the last time we did this, it went so well, I wanted to give you a chance to give us... What do you think? We'll hang up and listen.
Well, we're not going to hang up and listen. Then we can't hear him.
You don't get the whole shtick.
It's not easy. It is not easy to replace Calipari. And I think he was off to a tremendous start. I think what Mark Pope has done at Kentucky is very impressive. Obviously, Pitino has been his guy for a long time, so I think that is a hell of a start for Kentucky and Pope.
I think that whole smoke thing should be done more. I think it's a great way to indicate.
Did that work out the way you'd intended it there?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, I wanted
Jesse
Evan to take it where he wanted
Jesse
to go.
Jesse should do it. Anytime all three of you are actually there, smoke comes out of ESPN Wisconsin.
It's not a matter
of that. We have all three of these that showed up.
Well, it was last week in Rockford, Illinois. That was the case. So we could have.
When we're
smoke.
All in the same place, we could do it.
We could have had smoke puffing away from the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. All right. Thanks, Evan.
Evan, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate you.
I feel like I got poo-pooed. That my idea is great. Like, it's not good. It's
very
great.
Complicated.
It's not complicated. What's complicated about it? Ask me a question. I'll give you an answer in 2 seconds. What's complicated about it? 8, 16, and 8.
We're very late for a break.
Mark Tauscher here for Kohler Services, and if you've been putting off your bath or shower remodel, now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel. No interest financing for 12 months. Just visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. That's always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
The 10 o'clock hour starts at 10:20. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.